Topps's got to take this corner on that far side.
He just had a word with Harry Winter as he went over. So
training ground move. It's coming.
Could be.
It's going to be an outswinger just by the show start centre over there. In it comes. It's lofted towards the net. Headed off the line. And a shot comes in. And there is Kieran Kling on the back post there. A superb header from Asher. Cleared off the line. Kling was there. Alert as you like. And I'm 3 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. FC United are 1-0 up.
Fantastic. That was a training ground move. Ashworth and Tom Greaves switching, pulling off each other. Ashworth's header to reach the first corner, the ball that came in, it struck the man on the post, that's why he's there. But who reacts quickest? We had a toe poke from Eckersley, but Kieran Glynn with a great a nice composed finish at the far post.
We told you to expect goals today.
Yeah, there'll be a few more like that, I think.
Tong on the ball, gives it to Thompson. Thompson plays it first time into the box, held off there by Greaves towards Kieran Glynn. Breaks to Wolverdon.
Deflected,
it was heavily deflected. But Wolfe, calm and composed on the edge of the box, he knew
Fantastic.
What he was doing.
He just dropped the shoulder, you know, enticed the defender, made it look so easy. Just, you know, dropping the shoulder to turn his player. He's come inside, heavily deflected, but it was a shame.
11 minutes on the clock.
And 11 minutes gone. And FC United now 2-0 up. A goal there. Credited to Wolfe. Like Emily said, it did take a bit of a deflection.
A wicked one to, you know, the keeper was in the right place, but the deflection took it past him.
Free kick taken quickly. And here is Eckersley now on the ball. Plays it out to this right-hand side where Jake Williams is. Infield it comes to Glynn. Glynn turns, leaves three blue shirts dead there. Plays it to Wolfenden, who lays it off to Thompson. Thompson now. And then to the back shoot.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. That was superb from Thompson. You know, he knew exactly where he was. He knew where the players were. He's taken two touches to beat his defender, and he's picked his spot perfect.
Well, 37 minutes. It's FC United, the Manchester, 3-0 up now against Alverton. The finish itself was beautiful. The build-up play, though, so simple.
Simple
Kieran Glynn does one step over, leaves three blue shirts just standing there, and that then frees up a pass for unmarked red shirts a bit further forward. One of them was Thompson, who's got time to slot it home. Spies with this goal kick. It's a good one, and West Carr gets it to Smith. Smith shoots, and it's into the bottom corner. And that is FC United of Manchester 3, Alverton 1. And well, literally out of nothing, really. Yeah. But we did say,
we literally just said that there's goals in this team. You know, it has come out of nothing, and it didn't really make too good a contact to get it in, and maybe that helped it on its way. But it's literally gone from one end straight to the other.
Proper Route 1 stuff, wasn't it?
It really was.
So a throw-in going to be taken by Heaton, who's, as proved, got a very long throw. There's no one near this touchline, and the throw-in comes in straight towards that six-yard box, cleared by Ashworth. Is Marshall going to get to that ball? He does. Plays it out to Smith. Smith now on that far side. One foot in, isn't it? And here's Westcap. Chips it through. Oh, that's a lovely ball. And I think Alfredson are going to score here. What a save from Carnell. And it was Paul Clayton just swanning in there. No one near him. And Carnell just gets a foot to it. A good save in the end. But I'll play for a corner. But it's bad.
They're not tight on there. They're just following shadows.
Westcar with this corner. Going to be an in-swinger. In it comes. Oh, it's a poor one. Oh, it's flicked on. Oh, it's a goal. I thought that was easily dealt with by Lowe, but it wasn't the end. And Alverton have got a second goal here.
I think it was McGowan.
We were saying, you know, game of two halves and all that. We said.
Brad McGowan. Brad McGowan on 48 minutes. Sorry, 49 minutes. Making it 3-2 now. We said FC United need to come out and just put this game to bed.
That's the whole play from the minute Dale Tong followed his player in field, and we allowed Allen to just run through.
West Carr's going to take this. It's going to be an in-swinger, two-man wall. It's pretty much in line with the corner of the 18-yard box on this left-hand side. In it comes. Oh, it's towards the back post. A good header there. Carnell can only flap it out, and it gets to Smith. And Smith scores the equaliser. 3-3, dear people at home.
This is all gone very predictable suddenly, isn't it?
Yes, well, and you can send your letters of complaint to Stephen Wood. there you go. 54 minutes on the clock. 3-3.
They've got nobody else to blame other than themselves. It's the players' reactions. They're not reacting to the second ball. It was similar in the first half. The pace of the game was very, very slow, but it seemed to suit FC United a little bit more. But now, all that was, it was a great header from Clayton at the back post. Carnell's parried it into the 6-yard box, but who reacts quickest? There are enough FC United players in there. They should be clearing that up easily.
So, 3-3 now, and the press officer did say to me, we need to score 4 goals to get a point. That is looking quite a profound statement now, and, well...
It's unbelievable.
It's looking likely. Lowe's just got to whip it in low and hard, with a lot of curl on it. It'll be neither of those things now.
81 minutes on the clock.
It's just got to hammer it, hasn't it? In it comes. Oh, it's cleared by Westcar. Doesn't beat the first man. Glynn gets that ball, heads it back. Thompson controls it at the edge of the box, bouncing all over the place.
Oh, yes! Oh, Ashworth on the edge of the box. Superb. Breaks to Ashworth, who just bullies it.
Fantastic work, technique.
82 minutes gone. 4-3 to FC United. And let me remind you, dear listener, of what their press officer said. We'll need to score 4 to get a point. That is now actually the case for Alfreton.
And I think that makes him our joint top scorer.
Yeah, he can score some goals, Ashworth. He picks up some great positions in the box and, you know, he stays up. He doesn't run off after the initial attack is broken down. His technique there, volleyed. Keeper had no chance.
It was bad defending though from Alfreton. I mean, they had about 4 opportunities to clear that.
Yeah, the ball was up and down in the air. It was bouncing around, players diving in. It was quite desperation. But as soon as the ball dropped, it just sat up so nicely for Ashworth. And fantastic volley.
See, people laughed when I called him the Steve Bruce, didn't they?
They did. They kept sending photographs in of Steve Bruce with Ashworth's face.
Yeah.